We are up to the Flamet Tesamet Aleph. And we're up to, how do you know you have the same Gemara every time? Okay, we're up to three lines on the top. Flamet Aleph. So the Gemara, Tanu, we learned, the Kulam Shamin Lehem Ka'aris. If the guy walks into the property, into the estate of somebody who was taken captive, and so he is entitled to collect at least a chelik, a percentage, like an oris, a half, a third, or a quarter. Now, we had three cases. We had where the guy was captured, and we heard that he died. We had, and that's everyone is moida, that you're entitled to go in. And we said, in fact, we said before, you're zodi v'niske, if you heard that the guy's coming back, you can take whatever you want, you have every right to. We're worried if we allow strangers into the field, they're going to take advantage and, you know, plant five times a year, not take care of it properly, you know, with all the mashenka. And if you think that you're going to inherit it yourself, then why would you ruin the field that you're going to inherit? So you'll be obviously a lot more careful. That's the logic behind all this. Then we had a thing called the Netushim, where you heard that he went captive, but he did not hear that he died. A machlek is here, whether you're allowed to, but you send a kodav in without permission. And then we have Retushim. And Retushim, where the guy went away voluntarily. And over there also, Rav Shimon holds that you can send a kodav in, and so on. Now the Gemara says, so this comment that you have a din like an order is on which of these three cases we're talking about? Ahai. I'm talking about where he's captured and we heard that he died. We said before that if you heard the guy is coming back, you're allowed to take whatever fruit you can as quickly as possible, and good on you, good luck. Because we're not worried that you ruined the field, because since you heard he died, obviously you thought it was your field. Yeah, so therefore you took good care of it. So therefore you can keep whatever. What he improved in the field, you're telling me I'm an order, so I'm allowed to take a chelifin? Of course I'm allowed to. Ella must be talking about aretushim, which is the other case, other extreme, which is where the guy walked away. You know, he wasn't chased away or was taken captive. He walked away whenever he was ready, and he didn't give any notice. So therefore, the machlekes allowed to send the karav in or not. And they were saying here that this karav walks in according to Shimon is what is had different orders. But my tina's made is a failure. That what that we take it away from him because the guy could have instructed somebody because he didn't run away. And if he didn't, he doesn't want anybody there. So if you walk in, they will chase you away. Ella anetushim. We're talking about the guy was taken captive, but he did not hear that he died. According to who? The Rabbanan argued that Netush, if he didn't hear, he died, he had no right to go there. How many might see the we take you away? So why should he have it in like a notice? Navas of Shem Gamlil, who said, what? That Netushim are like Shavuyin. So Lechayda had his oven, you're allowed to keep whatever you take. Why only like an notice? An notice is only a percentage. Why can't you keep all of it? Hama Shemite, I heard Shan Netushim Kishavuyin. The Shimon says, I heard that the Netushim have the exact same status as a Shavuyin. So the Gemara, you're right. Kishvuyin abavaloshvuyin. In a certain respect, like shvuyin, not quite exactly. Kishvuyin, the ain mitzin oisim miyadi. We're not going to chase him away. Abavaloshvuyin ilu hasam zodis veniskin ilu hacha shaymin lekaris. Over here, we will treat you like an oris. Says the Gemara, umayishno. How is this different? Mehadetnan. We learned hamoytzi hoytzois al nichse ishto. If a man spends money on the estate of his wife, she brings a nichse meluk. So the property still belongs to her. The husband puts the effort in, so he gets to keep all the produce. So the keren is hers and the paters are his. So if a man spends money, what about hoytzi harbi? He spent a lot of money to improve her field. He hardly benefited from it. And then suddenly she died or divorced where she takes her field back. But he invested so much money and he didn't reap any benefits. Or the kima, he only invested a little bit. But he took a lot out of the field. We say the rules. So what happens? Do you sit down and make a cheshbon? How's it work? Masha hoytzi, hoytzi. Look. It's too bad. Whatever you spend, the masha ochel ochel. And if you attack it a lot, you're good fortune. Because at the time, you were allowed to do whatever you did. Now, l'chayde, holoi damye, the question is now why. Why don't we say he's like an oris or something, that he should get a chelik of the whole thing? Says the Gemara. So why should nichse shvuyin be any different than the case of a husband and wife? A kodav goes into nichse shvuyin, and we say over there either we chase him away, or we say that he gets to keep zodis v'sachir, and he can take whatever he wants. Or then we say over here that by a man and a wife, we say that's it, whatever he spent, and he has to leave straight away. So we say, you know why? Because we're going to compare. We're going to compare a case of a man who was taken captive and a kodav walking in to another kind of case altogether, to the following case. Allah hadith now, we're going to compare it to the following case. We're going to compare it to a case where your wife was a ketana, which, in other words, she's a yesaima. Now, with a yesaima, she can walk out of the marriage whenever she wants till the age of 12 years old. So you're taking a big risk here. You can invest a lot of money here. And what happens at the age of 12? She just decides to walk out. It's totally her prerogative. And then you invested all everything for nothing. So there the din is of somebody a ketana. So he had a din like what? Like he spent money on somebody else's field. And what do? We'll treat you like an oddis. The din is, if your wife is a ketana, we need to give you incentive to put effort in, because you're not going to work very hard. What am I going to work for? She's 9 years old. I'm going to work very hard in the field, and then as soon as she's old enough, she'll walk out of me. Why would I do that? So we need to give him an incentive. What's the incentive? You're going to gain something from this, regardless. Otis, you're a sharecropper, you'll get a chalik. And that's the same thing here with a guy who was taken captive. We need to give you an incentive. Since you didn't hear he died, you're going to think to yourself, he's going to come back for sure. Why would he die? And I'm going to work for nothing? So then we need to give you an incentive. We make you an otis.
You're a sharecropper because if you put in all the effort, you don't
want to benefit. No, it's my field. It's yours. It doesn't belong to me. It's like a partnership. It's your house, and I'm the one who is whatever. It's your place. Sorry?
The parents is supposed to belong to
him. It's about a husband.
Yeah,
but not by a ketana. Yeah, but not by orders against a chelik. In this case here, your wife is a ketana, and she can walk out. It's not just the paytas. You can invest long term. Why would you put in long term anything into here when you know that's all very short term?
I know.
So we got to find a balance. But it's hers.
So what happens in the case of an Oris where he spends a lot and spends a little, and then when he walks out, he's got nothing?
The Oris makes a cheshbon because he knows he's getting at, let's say, whatever the arrangement is, a half, a third, or a quarter. That's all he's getting. So he's not going to spend less than that. Otherwise, what kind of businessman is he? We have a Hazov. Zov in Manav. If you buy for a dollar and you sell it for a dollar, what kind of business person are you? Are you in a geschäft? Says more about Alma, what is he made? The principle is, given the samchadait is because he doesn't have the confidence that he will continue maintaining this field. Tekin the rabban, went out of their way to make a special tekonik. You know what most people do? If they know they only have something good for 2 years, we're going to try to rake this land. We're going to take everything out we can. We're going to plant it not one season, but five seasons in the year, so that we can get it whatever we can, and then they're going to ruin the land forever. So we need to give him an incentive not to do that. When it comes to the captive, the same thing. We don't want that he should ruin the karka and plant all the time, and he won't don't put the hard work in. So therefore, we give him incentive.
So this person you put in is he the only possible? He's a karev, but he's the only possible yosher. Are the yosher possible?
We don't care. Well, Sulis, we'll give a whole bunch of them in a minute. The kulan shamin lehem ka'aris. And we give them all it says the kulan, all of them. We need all of them. L'cheder, you're limiting it only to this one case where the guy died, and we need to give you an incentive that you should want to work there. So what do you mean the kulan? The kulan, so you might, what do we come to include? Lasuya, the Rav Nachman Shmuel, to include what Rav Nachman said in Shmuel, what about a shavi shenishbe, a guy was captured, maridin karev l'chasef. We say that, what if he was captured, we send down a relative to the estate, we pass Reb Shimon. What about yotze l'das, he went away voluntarily, ain maridin karev l'chasef, you don't send down a relative, because he had plenty of time, he could have organized someone to go into the field and take care of the field. If he didn't, that means he doesn't want anybody, he doesn't trust anybody, so why in the world would we do it? however, but Nachman did I'm not going to say my personal opinion. That was the name of Shmuel. But personally, I believe Bereyach, if he runs away, not he was taken captive, but he fled. But he runs away. Harehu kishavui, he has the same din like somebody who was captured. The same thing was captured. What he wasn't thinking. So we'll send a relative down to the field. Now, Lucheda, what do you mean he ran away? Bereyach machmas mai. Ile machmas kaga, he owed taxes, and that's why he ran away before the due date. Then Hainu Ladas. Yeah, then he ran away before he was caught, so he had plenty of time to prepare his affairs. And if he didn't organize someone to come into his field, he doesn't want anyone. So what right do we have to send someone to this field? El Bereach Machmas Mardin. He killed somebody. And the Amod Nazach, the Pasoyim, we already had it before anymore as well. The Pasoyim in Baba Kama had a strange rule that if you're a murderer, we'll lock you up and maybe kill you as well. With the way we had in the Baba Kama, the way the Gemara tells the story, there's like a... The Gemara made this sound like it's a weird thing that, you know, they have the strange law that if you're a murderer, we're going to kill you. And that's why Rav Kahana had to run away. You know, that's a civilized society, isn't it?
whatever death penalty.
So yeah, the normal thing was you could kill somebody.
Oh, because prior to Passover, murder was tolerated. That's all right. And was tolerated. There was no punishment. Again here, so he ran away because he committed a crime, he committed murder, and they're going to kill him, Nebuch. Yeah, I'm saying, it's like a modern Zach, you know. Truth matter is today, you know, United States is one of the only Western countries that still has capital punishment. Any other Western countries have capital punishment? I don't think so. Western countries. And even the states, not all the states. So that's the kulon. The kulon comes to include a Nachman's thing over here. That over here also, if the guy runs away because he committed a crime, then we bring somebody in, a relative in. We bring a relative in because he'll work harder because one day he might yashen it. And we will, what do you call it? We will treat him like an otter so he gets paid. Omer Avidu Mishmuel. Says I've used the name of Shmuel. Shavui Shenishbe. If somebody's captured, Viniach Kamalitza, and the season now is ready. It's ready to be harvested. Anovim Litza, grapes to be cut. Tamarim Ligda, and dates to be cut. Zaitzim Limsa, goes to olives to be cut. We use different words for cutting in each one, but it's all the same thing. Is what do you do? It's a season, it's a shas, you know, you have to do it straight away. If you don't do it now, it's going to rot on the tree. Is if the fruit pickers don't come. It's a disaster. So then, Bezdin Yerlin Chasa, Bezdin will enter his estate. Umamid Napatrufas, they'll send an overseer, somebody who will take responsibility. And what do you call it? And remove all of the kites or the bites of a Goydin Moisik. And they'll take care of all that. They'll put it aside. And they'll guard it for the Bailim, and where he had before, depending if it rots or not, whether you sell it. And the Achikach Moiridin Karavil Chasa. Now that the season is over, let's look forward to the next season. Now we'll bring a relative in. So l'chayda, why do we bring in a relative? Bring in higher an apotrophus, exactly, and watch the state all the time. Why only when it comes to the harvest? So the gemara apotrophus l'diktani leimukmina. An apotrophus for a guy with a beard, we don't set up. In other words, you got to take responsibility. Apotrophus, you know, it's and people giving up their time. So for a yosim is one thing, but for an adult, you should be mature enough and take care of yourself. This is what it's called when you do self. The government has
detriment.
No. The government has these, a lot of things that you have to take care of yourself. We don't hire bodies constantly to monitor you. You're self.
Self-regulating.
Self-regulation. That's it. Same idea.
In other words, this is only if the guy's got no kids, no mishpacha, no kinder, then you can abandon. If it's a mishpacha with kids, then you've got to take care of the kids, otherwise you're going to take care of the kids for your
own. Exactly. But, yeah, looking at what I said, Amar Rav Huna says, okay, now we're talking about which kind of relative we set in. Obviously, if the closest relative, the next of kin, is a minor, we will not use him to go into the field, because how can you trust him? He'll ruin the field. He doesn't know what he's doing. And if the person who was captured was a cotton, we will not send a relative in this field, because the cotton doesn't know his defense, doesn't know what he can argue. And if the cotton, when he comes back, the cotton will take over and make up some kind of a story that he's entitled to it. Not only a meat relative, even then a relative of a relative to Nichse Cotton we won't send in, because they're going to start feeling that they own it. A certain sense of propriety. Why don't you send down a cotton to the shavu dima mafsilu, because he will ruin the field. But like kotter machmas kotter is a cotton we're talking about. But achim, what do you mean a kotter machmas kotter? Let's say it is a brother, a half brother who share a common mother. Now this brother who shares a common mother will not yashin, who has a half brother who has another half brother who is a brother of this cotton. Machmas of. So the of will yashin to each other, through the father, right? If the cotton dies, then the brother of the father will yashin him. But the brother of the mother has no rights. That's out of the equation. Don't get the brother of the mother in there, because the brother of the mother can come up and concoct a story that really the field belonged to our mother. Our father used the field, everybody thought it was his field, it was only nixim aloik from our mother. And what would the cotton know to argue? He was not. So these are intelligent people, and they're going to use him. And it's tempting. Well, according to my God, it's a cotton. Achimimah, well, according to my God, it's a cotton. Kivin lemochi osi lachzukebe. And also, what's the reason why we don't want a cotton? What's wrong with the cotton going to the cotton? Because the child doesn't know to be moiche. And you'll come be machzik in it. And therefore, in other words, you'll take over and say, it's mine. It's like, what about So when it comes to a cotton, we will send people in there, but not a kotev. Because the Kotev says entitlement. Or you can get a stranger, another party, and remember, we're giving like an oddis, so he gets money. Mm-hmm. We'll hire an oddis, an outsider, but not a relative, because a relative has a certain sense of propriety, entitlement, and the other thing, you have a chelik in it. The fact that we don't trust a Kotev, but we will trust a fremde. Why aren't we worried that a fremde will be there for 5 years and will say, I have a chazak, I bought it from the cotton, but I'm here 5 years. Is that raya like we had in the ksuvas over there? Rav Huna said that there's no chazaka by a cotton because the cotton does not know to be meicha. You can't say, oh, the fact that nobody protested for 5 years is raya, that it's mine. Where's my contract? I lost it by cotton. No such thing. Since we do trust having a friend today, ain't marzik in the cotton. No such thing as a chazaka because if somebody bought from a cotton, they must retain that document. But fili higdil, and even after the child grew up. And another 3-4 years, the stranger stood there and they asked him, where's your document? He said, I lost it, but I was there so many years. It won't help. Why? Because the cotton, since the guy entered the field when he was a cotton, and then he continued living, the cotton didn't know that he has a right to throw him out. When do we say we don't send a relative down to the chas of a cotton? The Abba, only the brother of the father, because he tines, I have a tzad Yerusha, so therefore he feels a sense of entitlement. The Abba Bachi, the Ima, if he personally has a brother from his mother, Les Lamba, according to this opinion, Rabbi says, not a problem. Even the brother and the father's side, we don't want him there. When we talk about land, fields, because he has a sense of entitlement. But when it comes to houses, Les Lamba, we're not worried about it because all the neighbors know that when the father, owns this house. What happened? They're talking about the child was kidnapped or captured. But everyone, if the house belonged to the child, otherwise their father died already and they gave the house to this child, all the neighbors know. Everyone knows who the house belongs to. Comes to the field is out in sticks. Nobody knows really who owns what. But a house, everyone knows. So we're not worried that if you allow a brother to come in the house and take care of it and clean it and everything else, maintain it, that he can tell you, say it's mine because everyone remembers it's a cotton's. And even when it comes to land, when we say we don't want a relative there because he might take a sense of entitlement, they didn't make a shtar. They make a shtar where they stipulated who gets what. Avol of it itra, very modern lashon if you use itra so star. But if they made it's a dal with a dal, yeah. Yeah, what does it say? Itra dal means a star chaluka, you know, where you divide the estate. Yeah, it's like you didn't separate. Avol ovid itada, but they did do a itada kola isla, but itada, everyone knows about it. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. However, the Gemara concludes, v'loihi, everything
it's
I said
like
now.
When they divide a partnership, that's what it's
that's what it's called, yeah. Of v'loihi, it's about Yerusha. V'loihi is not so. Why? Even as we said before, a kotev of a kotev is also no good because he can make up a story that wow, that was nixim aloig, and as they've waited, loishna arasa veloishna bot. It makes no difference if it's a piece of land or a house. We don't want a kotev to go in there because they're going to be fights. Loishna ovid itida, loishna lo ovid itida. Doesn't make a difference even if they made a star or they didn't make a star. It makes no difference. We don't want anyone in there because there'll be fights. Loi machtinen, why start trouble by inviting family? What does he say? What's it to do?
The common document of partition, but he gives no footnotes.
No, that's Rashi says it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like anybody talks about it.
Mm-hmm. No, Rashi says it, it's a targum, but what does it mean? I mean, why would the Gemara use such a modern law? Anyway, right.
In other words, there must have been a process when you saw him and say divide up. They have this document to record who gets what.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, I guess that's the name. Maybe that's the name for that document. Itada. So you want to write an interesting story. He sapped it. There was a bob. The habit like plus
right.
What?
Here in the Hagos, he says tzelichli is itro.
The reish. Ah.
Chayna ba'oruch.
Could be my Gemara actually had a reish because I thought it was itro.
Here in the Tikkunim, in the Hagos Tzionim, he says it should be with a reish.
Oh, okay, so itro is like a crown. Okay. Then we're right. How he said, "Is a bob the havel a class banza?" She had three daughters. See, it was very common in those days that people were captured and they were taken for ransom, you know, and if you didn't pay up.
Now in South America, it happens every day.
Kidnappings, sure.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Yeah, wherever. All
of it. Mexico, in Caracas. But in Caracas, they only want money. And the last year, was a Frumida that was close to the was taken away, but they wanted $25,000. They got it back.
I would see it. Yeah. Never 25 million.
The poor guy, he's because he's covered, you know, make him devalue him.
$25,000 there, I used to go a long way, not anymore. They have the inflation is over 1,000%. You know, 1,000% is can't even imagine. Your morning, you buy something, you go in the afternoon, it's a different price every day. Don't know how they live there. Okay.
Big population.
It used to be. When I was there, it was 50,000 like here, but now it's like 7.
I was at a Caracas customer.
That's now. Okay. That was about it. He said there was a bob that have a little last bounce. I had 3 daughters. Ishtaboy, Eve, Chodabarta. So they were kidnapped, 1 daughter and a mother. And we don't know what happened, what their fate was. Either Tarti Bansa. And then the other 2 daughters stayed behind here. Shchiva Chodemenayu, one of the remaining 2 daughters died, but she had a child. So there was an enikul. So there was a mother, 1 daughter that was kidnapped. There was another daughter who remained alive, and the 3rd daughter had a child, but she's no longer alive. Now this child steps into the shoes of her mother, so it's as if there were still 2 daughters alive. Now what do we do? I'm going to buy heichinave. What should we do? Now there's an estate here. What do we do with the estate? Lukminu l'nechase biyadad achta. Should we put everything in the hand of the daughter because we paskin that even though we did not hear that they died, we paskin like Reb Shimon that we send down a kodesh to take care of the field is dilma shchiva sapta. Maybe the baba died, and so what? And the rule is that you don't send a relative down. You don't send a relative down by a nichsei katan. Remember, we said before, just now, that if there's a nichsei katan involved, remember, a part of the estate, a third of that estate at least, definitely belongs to this grandchild who's a katan. And we don't send a relative because the relative will feel that they own the whole thing and eventually they'll take it away. The aim of in katan, nichsei katan. Nuk mina, what should we do? Nuk mina l'nechase biyada diyinuka. So should we give the estate in the hand of the child? Sorry?
Does that mean
let the child go into the field.
The child
into the field.
Can't manage the business.
Oh, but we just said, Dilma lo shchiva sapta. Maybe the baba did not die. And we just learned a minute ago that we do not send a cotton into the field of somebody who was taken captive because they're going to ruin it. The aim of the cotton is a shavi. So what do you do here? Give it to the sister that is capable. We don't want it because the cotton has a part of the a cotton will send, but not to a cotton. It's a cotton. Give it to the cotton. The cotton will ruin it. So what do we do here in this case? We're going to stay a little. Amar Abayi Sabayi. This is what you do. Hicha palga yavino lachta. And be the palgum of Yinlapatrufa. So the 2 are remaining alive. So we'll give half to this sister. And the other half that for the Yisayma, we'll give it to the Apatrufas to take care of. Linuka. That's what we do. Says Rava, I disagree with you. Migo, once you already have an apotrophus anyway getting involved, remember we said before we don't organize an apotrophus for adults. But Migo, since the Mukmin apotrophus, the Palga, since you already anyway have to have apotrophus for half the state for this youngster, Mukmin apotrophus, either Palga, get apotrophus for the entire state as well. The Saif later on, Shom with her, the Shrivas after the Baba died. So it's definitely now a case of Yerusha. So definitely the surviving girl gets a third. Definitely the surviving child gets a third.
Enikul.
The question is, what happens to the remaining third of the 3rd daughter? Because we don't know what happened to her. I'm going to buy it. Tilsa yavinu la'achta. Third, you give it to the sister. Tilsa yavinu la'inuka. Third, you give it to the enikul. And the third, which we don't know if they're alive or not, we have to send the cut of down to fix it up. We're stuck again. Who do you send? You send a doll, but maybe that she dies. It's a Yerusha, and therefore you're sending a doll to take care of a cotton's estate. Do we send in the cotton will ruin it? So what do we do? Yavina dankel. So you cut that third into half, a sixth. Or in other words, half of that third, you give la'achta to the surviving daughter. And the other six, which the child cannot take care of, mukmin la'apotrufla yinuka, you get apotrufas. Come along, Rav, and said the same thing again. Migoy de moikim apotrufla ladanka. Once you organize an apotrufas for the sixth, for the yinuka, is mukmin nami apotrufla either danka. He also organized apotrufla for the other half as well.
Can I throw a spanner in the works there for a second?
Yes.
What happens, you've divided it as that, and suddenly the Bubba turns up. Not where she dies.
The first part we didn't divide. We just them talking about watching it. They're not dividing at all.
Yeah, so I'm saying now, meanwhile, a few years goes by, they've put thousands of dollars into the field. She turns up. Farfalan, you had the payers for those 5 years.
No, we said before that if you that we had in yesterday's Gemara that Zod is even iskid. If you heard the Bubba's coming back, take whatever you can out of the field, take everything of fruit, and you're allowed to. It's yours. How is Zod is even iskid? Because you're entitled to go in the field. We're not like Oris. Oris is only by Natushim. Talk my case, we heard that she died. Right?
I'm talking about in the original case, she was
Then you're an artist. You're an artist.
And
you're an artist.
After time, she comes back.
You're an artist.
So you got what you got.
You only get a half, a third, a quarter, whatever it is.
What you spent, you spent. What you took, end of the story.
Yeah, but you only get a half of the produce or a third, whatever in that community, whatever you think you normally get. Now the Gemara says another story. There was a man called Mori Bar Isik. Mori Bar Isik. Also, Le'acha. Okay, here's an interesting story. Mori, his father's name was Isik, and Mori was the only son as far as he knew, and he yashened his father.
Yeah, I'm thinking
was this?
Mori Adelist.
Oh. Mori Bar Isik, also Le'acha Bebe Chuzoi. Suddenly, out of the blue, a brother came in from the city of Chuzoi and claimed that he was his brother. He said, our father came to Chuzoi, married a woman, and I'm his son. Therefore, let's divide the statement completely. Who are you? Mori Bar Isik is right. He doesn't recognize you. In other words, he has a right to say, I don't recognize you. Your own brother that, you know, when you're young and then you grow up. He doesn't recognize you. He doesn't know who your brother is. He doesn't know that you're the brother. In other words, Mori Bar Isik is not a liar.
He's not saying that they grew up together.
No. Madach in a case. Madach in a case where you grew up together. But you left without a bid, and then 10 years later you come back with a bid. I don't recognize you. Surely if he never saw you in the first place, how would he know you? So therefore he's not a liar. Well, he's for here. It is, but yeah, could very well be. Could be. Amalei, so Rav Chisda said to this brother from Bechazoi, Zilai Zisadi the Achva, bro, bring Aedis that you're the brother. Amalei, Isli Sadi, I do have Aedis. The problem is, this Mori Bar Isik is a tough cookie, and no one has the guts to stand up against him. So I can't get the Aedis to come and testify. Amalei, so then Rav Chisda turned around to Mori in the day, Zil Ant Aizad Lechuchu. So you know what, Mori, you bring Aedis that he's not your brother. I'm like, Dina Hachi, I have to bring Aidim that is not my brother. I'm like, he wants the money, let him bring it to you. I'm like, Hachi, Dainin, Lachu, Lachol, Alim, Lachavir. This is how I'm going to pass into you and anybody who's a strong-minded, as strong-headed, pig-headed as you are. That's how we rule. You don't like it? Lump it. I'm like, then the Gemara continues. Amalei, so anyway, so Mori said to Rav Chisda, if you want me to bring Eidim, I will bring Eidim, and they're going to say whatever I want them to say. If you don't trust me because I'm a strong guy, what's the point of me bringing Eidim? Because whatever, I'm going to bring Eidim, they're scared to go
again. I'll intimidate the witnesses also.
Exactly, so if you believe that nobody out there is going to come and testify against me, what's the point of me bringing Eidim? Says that I'm not worried about. It's one thing the Eidim are going to be scared to say anything, but you're going to bring Eidim and to testify falsely that far, even no matter who you are, that I don't think is going to happen. So you can intimidate them to be silent. You cannot intimidate them to lie in an open court because they're too nervous to do that. If they get caught out, they perjure themselves and they ruin their reputation forever and ever more. So being quiet, it means nothing. I forgot. I don't remember. But what happened at the end was also sadid achvut. The Eidim Taka had the courage. They garnered their courage and they came forward and said, "Yes, this guy for Chazoy is Taka brother." So the guy said to Rav Chisda, "No. So this brother of Chazoy, now that okay, he got half the whatever the property was, he says to Chazoy, now everything he has is a Yerusha. I want half of everything he has. He's a multimillionaire. I want half of everything." Pashas, yeah. So maybe he does. On Malay, or maybe there was a miscarriage. I mean, who knows? Maybe there was another child before a girl. I mean, I don't know. On the leafy nam paditsi bustani the shasli, give me also a chelik in all the orchards and all the what do you call it? And all the orchards, the trees, everything. Give it to him on half. and he improved them. I want half of everything. Amalei Shapik Amalach. So Chizda turned to Mori. Mori, the guy is right. You have to give him half. It's now we learned. He niach bonim gedolim ktanim. Left behind a number of children. These bichu gedolim is an achasim. Even though the older children put all, invested all this money and everything else, the older ones can't say, "Oh, we invested, we deserve more." The din is his bichu lemtza. That everything that they did behalf of the whole family, and therefore everything is what is divided in the middle. The chena rabbi is bichu lemtza. You got to divide the state down the middle. Amalei Abaye says Abaye. Very modern gemara here that if you have a Mishnah, then you bring chena rabba. Rashi doesn't like this gemara here. He's not great at it. If you have a Mishnah that says it's bichu lemtza and rabba agrees with the Mishnah, what does that mean? That's right. Yeah. What does that mean? Yeah. Says gemara Abaye. Amalei Abaye says Abaye. What are you talking about? Me dummy. Abaye says what? He says I don't know if you're right. You saying that all the shvach that Mori Marisa put in doesn't has no right to take back. And bring a knife from Mishnah shvach lemtza. He says that when the gisa, I'll give you another gisa. He says he gives it a whole other pshat here how to learn it.
He says also rabba.
He said rabba. He's saying it's rab. Okay.
You know,
Rabbi
was the Talmud of Rav Chizda.
Yeah.
You go. Rabbi says so also.
Yeah. You know. Cannot. In the case of the Mishnah, you knew there were other brothers there. So if I'm the older brother and I take responsibility and I go ahead out in the fields and I work there, I knew that eventually this estate is going to be divided amongst all the brothers. So I went with the das that I'm doing it on behalf of everybody else. Mori Barisa didn't know he had any other brothers. So whatever he put in for himself. How do you know you divide it? That's what Abaye is saying. Only Abaye, me dummy. Ha, some gedolim gabik tanim yodu. They knew. They come machli. So the gedolim say, "No, I don't mind. You know, I'll put all the time and effort in because we're going to divide it. I know." Ha, me yodu delechel. Did the Mori Barisa know that he had a brother coming from Bechuzoi that he should be meichel over here? A galgal milse just happened to be that the people were talking about this exciting story, and eventually word got around. Umata lekame the Rabami, and the story, whole story came for Rabami. Amalahu, he said, Gedele mezu amru. Even more than this, they say, Amru shamin lehem ka'aris. If the guy, we sent a relative down to the field when the guy went away, and the guy put a lot of time and effort, we say to him, now what? You can take away, like an artist. We don't say you worked on behalf of the other guy. So here also, Mori Barisik should be no worse than an artist. He worked so hard on the field, not knowing he had a brother. He should be entitled to all the shvach, the benefit that he put in. Hashtag the day loyavin loya hadrui. Hadrui, madach, where the guy is. Holokamed of Chizda. Sorry. Hashtag the day loyavin loya. Why should we give it back to him? Even when the guy, the owner of the field, comes back, we say that the person who put all the effort in gets, is an, who has no, and this person has no rights to the field. But we're giving it like an oddis. Rambam Chama, who has the right field, why shouldn't he get the extra shvach? The Gemara hadru ahay the kam Rav Chizda. They returned Rav Ami's response to Rav Chizda. So they went back to Rav Chizda and they said, you know, then not everybody agrees with what you said. So he said, Amaluhu mi dummy. You want to compare this to the case of a guy who was taken captive and then we sent down a guy to work in the field. Hosam b'shus nachi. The bezin sent the guy down to the field. So therefore, because he went down to Bez and sent the guy to the fields, he's entitled to get like an artist, half, third, a quarter. Over here, he went to the shoes. That Mori Barisik asked the Bezin if I'm allowed to go in the field. Never asked the Bezin. Nobody knew he had a brother. So it's not. But there's no. But the Bezin, the Yerubsach. Here, the Bezin's the one who authorized. Exactly. Exactly. Because nobody knew. The Bezin didn't know. He didn't know. There's no case.
When this Yerush, now we said there's a new Yerush that's come on the scene in the Yashas. The Yashas are what it was at the time of the father dying. Do we say that the Yashas is in this today?
This guy
that turned up from the other city.
That's right.
So now we know.
Yeah, we said the field was worth $100 at the time. Now it's worth $500 because he put in. He worked on the field.
This guy inherited. The guy now inherited.
No, we said Shvach Lemtza. That's what we're saying here. That's what Chizda Paskin, the Shvach Lemtza.
So
Abaye wanted to say is different.
Modern, yeah. Isn't it? Poor fella. He invested time, money, effort into developing a property, and the owner turns up out of the blue, he didn't know he exists, and then he gets half.
Yeah. Uh, Had he gone to the Bezin and he knew that he had a brother, Bezin would not have allowed Mori Badisik into the field because his brother was a kid, a little kid at the time. And we just said you don't allow a Kotiv into a Nichse Kotin because he might say, I own it. Like exactly what happened. He said, I own it. This is nice. For a very few times that you have, you know, went back and forth and wanted to hear what each one had to say. Amaluhu, he said, I didn't know the details of the case. I didn't know that the brother from Bechuzai was a cotton. Leisamu kamei the cottonu. Nobody told me the whole story that he was a cotton. He was a cotton, and my whole vart is that we send a cottonu down to the estate, and he's entitled to part of it. I didn't know that the brother Chazoy was a cotton, then I wouldn't have said that, because you don't send down a cotton into the state of a cotton. I would have paskened differently. So you got to give all the facts when you ask a shayla. You can't give half the facts and then say, oh, he paskened.